Now, I'm here with Victoria Levin, who is one of the co-authors of the World Bank report on the ageing challenge facing Latvia at the moment. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about what you've been presenting to people today.
Sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So our report presents the active aging challenge in Latvia, and our approach to this challenge is not just as a challenge, but also as an opportunity. So aging means longer lives, and we just want to make sure that they're both healthier, more productive, and more economically secure. So what we do in our report, we talk about the challenges that Latvia faces with respect to healthy aging, which is one of the foremost challenges in Latvia, but also with respect to improving labor force participation rates and employment outcomes, which Latvia is doing relatively well on already, but also with respect to lifelong learning and adult education, and with protecting older populations in terms of their incomes.
But from a lot of the statistics that you were showing, it seems the aging population here is kind of a more pressing issue than maybe it is in some other countries. Would that be fair to say?
On some aspects of aging, it is fair to say. For example, healthy aging is definitely a challenge in Latvia because there's excess mortality in prime ages, which exacerbates the problem. So there are policies that Latvia can implement in terms of the healthy aging. In terms of, let's say, the productive aging, so the employment outcomes of the older population, Latvia actually does relatively well. So there is the International Active Aging Index. And on that particular sub-index, Latvia ranks 9th out of 28 EU countries. And this is women do especially well.
So are there things that Latvia maybe could teach other countries in terms of getting that labor participation up towards the upper age brackets?
Well, one thing that helped definitely is equalization of retirement ages between men and women. So this brought a lot more women into the labor force. And as we can see, as I just told you, women do especially well on this outcome because they have more of an incentive to stay employed and they have more services targeted to them in this 50-plus age group.
You mentioned quite a few different things that for people to look at, but if you had the ear of the government here, what would you say would be the main thrust that they should be sort of concentrating on?
Well, I would say health is paramount because without health, it's really difficult to work longer when there's poor health, poor both physical and mental health. And health issues predominate in terms of the challenge for Latvia.